Judah. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mark.
Thanks for joining us. Global sense, what is?
Well, the same way that Tom Paine wrote a book that talked about the Enlightenment in the 18th century, I've written a book that talks about the Enlightenment in the 21st century. I follow his structure and logic to build the argument that we can change the world by changing ourselves because we're all globally interconnected.
Okay. On the surface, that sounds great. How do you change yourselves in order to change the world?
It happens on two levels. First is if you believe that everything in the universe is interconnected and that thoughts are things and things affect other things, then just by the way we think and what we do with our emotions, we have an impact on ourselves, which has an impact on our relationships, which has an impact on our families, which has an impact on where we work, where we go to school, on our communities, on our nation, on our world.
And those with whom we interact and the ones with whom they interact.
Exactly. And it's a daisy chain. The other thing is, in the book, I specifically talk about things that we can do in terms of the way we work, the way we live, in terms of the foods that we buy, the way we use energy or misuse energy, as the case may be, and also go into how we play, the ways we carry on our personal relationships, all the way up to how we vote.
Is it a politically oriented book predominantly, or is it a socially oriented book?
It blends personal growth with politics with philosophy.
Okay, so you pretty well cover them all.
Well, it's based on the belief that we're all interconnected.
Yeah. In the bookstores, in which category do they put it?
So far, it's mostly ending up in politics. For example, the book's now being carried at Collected Works in Santa Fe off the plaza, and I'm pretty sure she's putting it in politics.
Regardless of where it may belong, that's where it ends up.
Yeah, it oftentimes ends up there, but some bookstores are maybe placing it in personal growth as well.
Why did you write it?
Well, the ideas in the book have been percolating in me for about 30 years, and after the 9/11 disaster, I found myself writing a lot of journal entries and realized that what I actually had there was a book. And I had earlier tried doing an update of Tom Paine's Common Sense to talk about network democracy, because I've been reporting on media affairs for the last decade plus, and realized that this would be the perfect format for it. And it very much felt guided, if you can understand that.
Right. His book, Common Sense, is probably not as well read as it should be.
Better known than read.
Yeah, exactly. My contention is that if common sense were so common, it wouldn't be so rare.
Which is very much what Voltaire said.
Yes, it is. Now, global sense takes Tom Paine's concept and expands it to a global perspective.
I follow his structure and logic in the book, and in portions I paraphrase very closely what he wrote. The chief differences, I would say, is where he was urging people to wage a national war for independence. I'm urging us to wage a global campaign for interdependence. And out of that, I believe we can establish genuine democracy and world peace if we can change our own hearts and our own thinking.
Easier said than it is done.
Much easier, but it can be done one day at a time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a generational process.
Sure it is. And now, where is the book available, Judah?
The easiest way is to get the book either online at my website, judahfried.com, or at Amazon, or at barnesandnoble.com, or if folks just want to order the book directly, they can call me and order through Media Visions Press, and that is 888-887-1776. 888.
Great last four digits.
Yeah. 888-887-1776.
All right, great. Judah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining
us. Bye-bye.
Judah Fried, the author of Global Sense, live on The Morning Show.